Arratsaldeon sail ofizialeko Moira filmaren prentzaurrekoa egitera goaz.
Good afternoon. Let's commence the press conference of the film from the official section. Moira, you've got the cast. And the press conference will be with consecutive translation from Georgian into English. So therefore, whoever doesn't speak English, perhaps you may require headphones into Spanish. They're going to insist they speak in Georgian, and the translation will be from Georgian into English. And what they would like to do is to listen to your first question. First question, please. Who would like to ask the first question? Microphone, please. I would like to ask whether there's going to be translation into Basque. Yes, there is. I just simply would like to know that, whether there will be translation into Basque. Yes, of course. Yes. That's okay. Hi, welcome. I would like to know, and this is to the director, whether this is, in the films that are made in Georgia, this subject is dealt with a lot. And how difficult was it to choose the subject, the human side of the actors and the characters, which is fantastic, or that in the surroundings, the environment full of mafia-type people and criminals? What was the most important part for you? That is to say, the human side of the characters?
Yeah.
Okay, the question is, can you hear me now? Turn the volume up. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
okay, the question is as follows. She would like to know whether this subject is dealt with a lot in Georgia, okay? That is the subject of the film, this kind of issue, and whether when he chose the subject, whether he wanted to show and portray the human side or the delinquents, the criminal side of things that happens in the film, okay?
Ja, თუ არის ეს ნორმალური, ქვეყანაში ანუ ესეთი რაღაცები თუ მართლა ხდება და რატო აიჩიეთ ეს თემა.
მადლობა კითხვისთვის.
Second question.
Расაკურველია ხდება. ეს არის სოციალური დრამა. ეს არის ჩვენი ტკივილი და ჩვენ ვეცადეთ გადაგვეღო ფილმი.
Yeah, of course it happens. It's normal in Georgia, and it's our pain in Georgia, and it's a social drama.
იმაზე რა ჩვენ გვაწუხებს და რა პრობლემებიც არის დღეს საქართველოში.
This is the problems we have and what hurts us.
Ну, ეს არის სოციალური პრობლემები, რომელიც მე ვფიქრობ არა მარტო საქართველოშია. Мы пикроп ესეთი амбави შეიძლება მოختارიყო. თქვათ, ну, სიტყვაზე ამბობ ან მექსიკაში, ან სადმე კიდე სხვა ქვეყანაში.
These are the social problems that we have in Georgia, but I think it's not only in Georgia, but everywhere like in Mexico.
ასე რომ, мы пикроп ეს არის რეალური ამბავი.
So I think it's a realistic, quite realistic story.
Berger from Germany, and I was wondering what you personally think about this system in Georgia, which you show in the film, that the family values are so important, and it's a wonderful thing on the one hand, I think, but on the other hand, it also means that in this film, the older brother has to take responsibility for something he didn't do wrong, but his brother did. Yeah. So I was a little bit torn between these two aspects, whether in deciding whether I find this a good system or a bad system, and what you think about it.
Well, that's because the system is a little bit of a block, and it's 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 a realist story.
Ну, ვეფიქრობ, ეს არის ფილმი ბრძოლა ალბათ იმ პრობლემებთან და ცხოვრებასთან ისე რომ არ დაგარკვო შენი ღირსება.
I think it's a movie fighting against the problems when you don't lose yourself, your personality, your values.
ის რომ ეს ადამიანი ეცადა და ფაქტურად წავიდა თავის შეწირვაზე.
This person sacrificed himself.
ეს არის ალბათ მთავარი ამ ფილმში. ყველაფერი გააკეთა იმისთვის, რომ ოჯახი შეეკრა, თავისი ოჯახი.
Possibly it's most important. He did everything to make the family one again.
მაგრამ ბედისწერა ჩვენ ვიცით რომ არის ძალიან ვერაგი.
But we know that it happens sometimes that
და ამიტომაც, ну, მოხდა ისე, რომ ის ძაფი გადაიჭრა მოირას მიერ.
Yeah, life is cruel and this thread was cutted by Moira. As you saw in the movie.
Primeramente felicidades.
First of all, congratulations for the film. I like the film very much. I would like to ask a question to Pahata. For the film Moira, could we use the metaphor that perhaps the shortest way is always ends up being the longest way to get there?
Can you repeat the last part?
Yes, he's just saying whether a shortcut ends up being a long way to get to where to your destination, because Pahata, the character, takes a shortcut, okay, to get somewhere, but it ends up being a long way to go instead of being a short way to go. Does Pahata think that that's the right thing? And congratulations for the film.
You mean in the movie?
Yes, of course, in the film. Yes.
მოგესალმებით ვერონიკაში, დიდი მადლობა. ისიც რა არის ქუჩაში, სკოლაში, ისე ვიზდებით ჩვენ, რომ მსგავსი ადამიანები ხშირად ხვდებიან და ბევრს ვიცნობთ ისიც.
In the street, in life, we meet the people like that and we grow up like that in Georgia.
Ბევრი მეგობარი მყავს. ბნელი წარსულით, ასე ვთქვათ.
I have a lot of friends with that kind of dark past.
სამწუხაროდ ეგრე ხდება. არ ვიცი, სცენარიო წავიკითხე თავიდანვე, ჩემი წარმოსახვით რაღაცები დავინახე და ბატონ ლევანთან ერთად ვიმუშავეთ და რაღაცა ალბათ გამოვიდა, არ ვიცი, მეტი რა გითხრათ, ვერ ხვდები.
Yeah, unfortunately, it happens like that in Georgia. When I read the scenario, I liked it, and in the end, together with Levan, it came as it came, the whole movie.
A pesar de la barrera,
despite the language barrier, it seems. In this film, there's an excellent treatment of images. The way the images are treated have been excellent. There's a moment, it's as if, like Chinese shadows, as if it was Chinese shadow, beautiful landscapes that I saw, albeit I'm not an expert in films. I thought that cinematographically it was an excellent, the images were an excellent language. It's just a comment, it's not a question, okay?
ამის დამსახურება უდიდესი არის ჩვენი ოპერატორი გორკასი.
გორკა.
Yeah, it's because all this is because of Gorka. He did all this.
Our DOP.
¿Quieres comentar algo?
Yes, thank you very much for your remarks. I don't think it's only an issue of my work, but the whole crew and the whole team and how we planned, Levan planned the work of the cast, the actors, and then having chosen a place where we shot the film, which was easy to portray, thing, not too much had to read. To be done to portray the life that takes place there, the environment, that dark surroundings, the dark environment. We didn't have to truly add anything apart from what was already there, so therefore it wasn't, albeit I'm very happy that we both chose together certain corners where to place the camera, which gave certain realism to the film, and I think that it worked very well on the screen.
And the first question is relevant to the movie, and why did you choose Greece as the place where the mother goes to sing? That is the first question, which is specific to the movie. The other question in general is, how is the political situation in the Caucasus, with all the problems we hear of, affecting the film industry in Georgia?
Thank you, Willie.
Ho,
kilesi ato aichet ma rato aichet es Berzunuli, Berzunuli simgheram samsgheris deda filmshi. Da mere iqo politikaze anu rogori politikuri mdgomareoba sistema da sistema rogori mokmedebs kino kino khelonebaze zogadat sakartveloshi.
Ho, ho, mikhti. Nu pirlo rikshi minda vtkva ro chventan არ ვიცი რატო დაახლოებით ალბათ ერთი 50% ადამიანებისა უფრო ქალების მიდიან საბერძნეთში სამუშაოდ, მიდიან ძალიან ძიმე სამუშაოზე მომლელებად და სხვადასხვა ესეთ სამუშაოებზე.
Yeah, I don't know exactly why, but in Georgia, many women are going to Greece and they are working and doing different hard work there.
აქედან ანუ ძალიან რეალური სიტუაცია იყო ეს ჩვენთვის და ამიტომაც გადავწყვიტეთ რომ ეს ქალი ყოფილიყო საბერძნეთში.
That's why it's it was a real realistic to show in the movie and that's why we showed like that.
თვითონ სიმღერას რაც შეეხება საერთოდ ჩვენ სპეციალურად გავაკეთეთ რომ ავთარგმნეთ ეს ბერძნული საუბარი ამ ქალისა.
About the song we did not translate it especially.
იმიტომ რომ ჩვენ მართლა არ ვიცით, მე მაგალითად არ ვიცი ვინ ურეკავდა ამ ქალს.
Because we really don't know who was calling that woman for example.
ეს უნდა ყოფილიყო რაღაცა საიდუმლოება ალბათ და ყველა საფიქრალი რა ხდებოდა ამ ქალის ასე ვთქვათ ცხოვრებაში.
And it had to live like a secret what is going on with that woman and what is behind of that woman.
თუმცა ალბათ მისახვედრია ამ ზარის ავტორი ვინც იქნებოდა.
But probably it's quite clear who would be the owner of this call that you know, woman was receiving.
ეხლა რა შეიძლება პოლიტიკურ მდგომარეობას ხო? მე საერთოდ არ მიყვარს პოლიტიკაზე საუბარი, მაგრამ გვიწევს.
What about the politics? I don't like to talk about the politics, but sometimes we have to.
დღესდღეობით არის სტაბილური მდგომარეობა საქართველოში, ესეთი ნორმალური, ასე ვთქვათ.
Nowadays it's quite stable in Georgia, normal let's say.
რა შეიძლება კინოს, არსებობს კინოცენტრი, რომელიც ძალიან აქტიურად მუშაობს. Da gaketa ramudenime am bolotlebshi saintereso kartuli filmebi.
As about the movies, it's we have one center, movie center, and they are doing quite well recently especially.
Magram samtsukharot tankhebi ari zalyan dabali.
But unfortunately there are not that much enough finances.
Da nu kino tkvenitsit ro es maints pupuneba.
And as you know, movie is a luxury.
Amitom ძნელია დაბალი ბიუჯეტით კინოს გადაღება. თუმცა ხანდახან ესეთი ფილმები უკეთესი გამოდის ვიდრე ძვირად ღირებული ფილმები.
And that's why it's not easy to make a movie, really good movie, but sometimes it works better to make a good movie with that low budget and in this situation.
Yes, sir.
That's all I wanted to say.
Esta es una pregunta para el director.
A question for the director.
La madre,
the mother,
con dos acciones,
she does two actions that something that's going to happen later. When she moves a curtain, it cuts. She hides something, but she leaves. She leaves something that's not uncovered. And then, when she's hanging up the clothes, she cuts part of a thread and she throws it away, which is something that's going to happen later, that part of the family that's going to be cut away from the other so that things can continue. Did you try to do this, or is this something that I've picked up on? And on the other hand, I'd like to know the music, the song that you chose, and it's a well-known song. Is this to give it a more international character to the film, and why did you choose the song?
I once said,
Пирог кетхвас რაც შეეხება რასაკვირველია ეს შეგნებულად გაკეთდა. Ძაფის გადაჭრა ფაქტიურად ამ ბიჭმა ჩვენმა მთავარმა გმირმა დაინახა რომ მას ბედის წერა არ აცდება. Და შინაგანად მერე უკვე ფაქტიურად სხვარები ჩაბარდება თავის ბედს.
This was done especially the cutting of the thread. As a guy, the actor, young man, saw that in the end he would receive that fortune and he would have to do that in the end.
ასე რომ რაღაცა წინასწარ უკვე იყო ნიშანი იმისო რომ ეს ბედი ფაქტურად უკვე გადაწყვეტილი.
And somehow it was already well known that his fortune would finish as it finished.
ეხლა რა შეიძლება მე მგონი ბერძნულ სიმღერაზე მკითხა, ხო? ხო, ნუ არ ვიცი, ეს იცით უკვე გემოვნების ამბავი იყო. ნამდვილად იმიტომ არ გაგვიკეთებია, რომ ვთქვათ, ამ მუსიკის იმედზე ვიყავით ჩვენ.
It was a question of a taste. We have not done it especially.
თუმცა შინაარსობრივად ეს სიმღერა ძალიან მოუხდა ამ ფილმს. Რომლის შინაარსიც პრინციპში არ არის საჭირო, რომ ბოლომდე იყოს გაშიფრული.
And the whole idea of the song, it fits quite well in the movie, but it doesn't need to be explained until the end, the song.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Hi, good morning or good afternoon. I would like to ask the director that to choose this subject, you know that in your country, and as the main actor Pata said, there's a lot of mafia situation. You know that there are a lot of criminals that have got a very dark past. I would like to ask the director whether to choose this film you've based yourself upon any real event or events more or less that have happened in real life in your country.
სათაური რო აირჩიეთ, სპეციალურად აირჩიეთ, იმიტომ რომ თან პატამას თახსენა, რომ ეს რეალურია, მაფია ასე შემდეგ საქართველოში. Და იყო ეს დაფუძნებული თუ არა რეალურ ამბავთან, რამე რეალური აიღეთ თუ ეს შექმნილია.
სათაური რატო აირჩიეთ?
არა, სათაური არა, შინაარსი.
Ну, расაკვირველია, რეალურია. ეხა კრიმინალის და პოლიციის თანამშრომლობა მე მგონი მხოლოდ საქართველოში არ ხდება სამწუხაროდ.
It's of course it's a real and unfortunately it's not only happens in Georgia that the police and the criminal they are quite connected with each other and working.
მაგრამ ჩვენთან უფრო გამძაფრებულად იყო ერთი პერიოდი. ეხლა მე ვიტყოდი რომ ესეთი გამძაფრებული სიტუაცია არ არის.
I would say it was worse in Georgia before, but now it doesn't seem like.
Realuri, realuri, რასაკვირველია, ხა ეს არის It's
a real story. It's not a social drama, but.
Magram konkretulat ekhla eseti ambavi ragatsa zustad ar moqta ra, mara chvens irguli vegeti ragatsaebi khteba. Amitom ari ragatsa es krebiti sakhi ari am bichis da, nu krebiti scenari gaketan ambebidan.
It's not exactly a story was taken exactly like one to one, but this is a combination of different stories that we have around in Georgia. And this actor, the boy, was taken from this combination of the stories.
I would like to, and given the fact that Gorka is with us, I would like to know, how did you get involved into this Georgian project? And then to explain, what do you find different in their cinema, their films, and the European films, and how do you see the possibilities of this film in the festival? Well, in the 2008 war, when Russia invaded Georgia, we went with a shooting team with Miguel Angel Jimenez, and we made a small film, our first film, in Georgia, and then it was premiered here in the film festival, and then we started to get in touch with a production company in Georgia. We set up a little team with people there. And then in 2012, we shot Cheika, which was also here in the festival. And then after Cheika, that film, they called me up to work there several times. And this is the last film that we've shot there. And part of my small career, I've done it more in Georgia, perhaps, than in Spain. So therefore, well, we've been working there very well. And the second question, yes. Oh, well, the difference basically is that the films there are made with very limited means, as you may imagine. These are very small budget films and very simple, very handmade almost films. They've done just as well as we do them here. We've got to overcome a lot of obstacles and so on, but the ambitions are very similar to those that we have here. I think that as of late, the films made in Georgia have a greater ambition of participating in festivals to be seen abroad, because they've got a very small distribution circuit for the films. But the rest is that they shot just as well as they're done anywhere else in the world, and we do here. Okay, I can't really tell you much more. I hope that you like the film, and let's hope that the film takes a life of its own, because I think the film deserves it, deserves to make it. Any further questions here in the center?
Yes, I liked very much the film, and I would just like to ask some questions about how did you pick up the two actors, the main two actors, Pata and Zaza, I think. And it shows the vitality of the Georgian cinema in the last years, which are very is a very strong cinema.
Გელოცავთ და მთავარი კითხვა არის ორი მსახიობი პატა ზაზა როგორ არჩიეთ ამ ფილმისთვის და ზოგადად საკმაოდ ესე ძლიერდება ქართული ფილმი და მისალოცია.
დიდი მადლობა პირველ რიგში. მე პირველ რიგში მინდა მადლობა უთხრა ჩემ ჯგუფს უყელას და განსაკუთრებით მსახიობებს. Ata da Georgi arian zaan nicheri msakhovebi es ari magatvis nu fakturat debyuti ari dit kinoshi da me vitkhodi ro ai nakhevar sitqvashi esmodat qvelaperi da zalyan kargat imushavis da madloba minda utkhra mat am akhalgazdebs da usuro bevri zarmateba
the whole group is very they are very talented and very hard workers. And especially Pata and Georgi, they were receiving the messages and with half a word, that means like very directly in doing whatever needed to be done, and they are very talented and they did all to do, to realize it. But your question was about Pata and Zaza?
რომელიც არის ძალიან კარგი მსახიობი, არის ვაჩურის პოეტიც.
Zaza is my friend from my childhood. He's a poet and a very good actor.
ის თავისი რაღაცა პირადი ამბების გამო რამოდენიმე წელი მოშორდა კინოს, ცხოვრობდა უცხოეთში. და როდესაც მე ვიღებდი ამ ფილმს და როდესაც იწერებოდა ეს სცენარი, აი პირდაპირ წერის დროს ხედავდი ზაზას.
Zaza lately lives in other country, works and lives because of his personal life. And when I was working and writing the scenario, for me it was his images showing up, like I was seeing him in this movie.
Da rotsa me shevtavaze ro es roli mas unde etamasha, man mitkha ro shen did riskze midikharo. Me didi khania o titkos daviviqem sakhiobobao, magra me fikrop rom daiviqa ki ara zhan kai formashia dges.
And when I proposed him to play in this movie, he said, like, you are going on a big risk, and I'm not that good anymore in filming and be an actor. But he said he was mistaken. And I think it will be coming back for Zaza in the movies.
I'm going to take the floor again, excuse me, to ask a question again, but first of all, because the work of the actors is very moving, very emotional, along with my colleague, my friend, she's French, and I'm going to ask the question that she wanted to ask you, the lady who's on my left. The message is that the honesty of Pata's character doesn't pay because he pays with his life at the end. What does that mean? Why? Does that mean that honesty doesn't pay, is not rewarded at the end of the day? Is that what it means?
Sorry, could you repeat the last
one? Yes, he's just saying that Pata, his honesty doesn't get rewarded at the end of the film because he dies, if you catch what I'm saying, okay?
Okay. და ეს პატასხანაში გასაკუთრებით ბოლოში მისი გულწრფელობა ასე პასტება, ანუ თავს წირავს გულწრფელობა. And what was the question?
The honesty at the end of the day is not rewarded for Pata's character. He doesn't get the reward for being honest because he doesn't end up winning at the end of the day, because he ends up losing. So honesty doesn't pay off at the end for Pata.
Then what's the question?
That's the question. Do you think that's right? Do you think, is that the message that's trying to be transmitted, that honesty doesn't pay at the end of the day?
Ну, магазе вилапаракет სორე კითხვა არის. ეს არის სწორედ ბედის სერა რა. ალბათ რომელმაც არ იცის არავითარი კანონები ცხოვრებაში.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot, and this is a life, the rules of the life that doesn't know any rules in the end.
Muy bien.
Okay. Thank you very much. End of the press conference.